There won't be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on the rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Let's go.
It's Hot Talk with Jill Tracy.
Always live.
Always local.
Always entertaining and educating South Florida.
Celebrating over 30 years, Hot Talk continues to be the pulse of South Florida. Relevant, engaging, informative. Now, here's your host, Jill Tracy.
Indeed, the revolution will not be televised. That is Gil Scott-Heron. Good evening and welcome. I am Jill Tracy. Thank you for joining us tonight on Hot Talk, South Florida's number one community affairs show, each and every Sunday night from 11 to 1 a.m. We talk about everything you're not supposed to. Money, sex, politics, religion, and race. And we invite you to join the conversation, like my brothers Gerald Taylor, son of evangelist Dolores Taylor, may she rest in peace, Hammersham White, and Edmund Johnson, and of course Anthony Williams, always holding me down. Thank you very much. Crime and punishment, shame and sorrow darkens our doorstep again this week. France, Turkey, Baton Rouge. No, the revolution will not be televised, but it will be live on Facebook. My jewels tonight, of course, come from the lyrics of Gil Scott-Heron, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, also known as A Change Is Gonna Come, and most recently, We Gonna Be A'ight. Addressing the profound cultural, Kiara Garland, I'm about to put you all, why would you be ringing my phone at this moment, Kiara Garland? Because Keon Hardiman is late? That could be, as if by magic. You know, we have a small staff when we're here. And so, you know, we ask people to be here like a half hour before the show so that everybody can be here. And that kind of thing doesn't happen. But, you know, it's all love. You riding with me? You know, it's me and Mark. We holding it down. So, you know, we do what we can. And Kiara, get right on air. Shout out to Marlon Hill. Okay, Marlon Hill has now made it to Facebook Live. So maybe now you can make it into the studio at some point. Oh, here he is.
We're doing time. You stuck behind that door.
Yeah. But I gave...
Don't tell all those people out there that I was late.
I just... You're... Kiara Garland is calling me.
She's trying to figure out how can we get in. How can we be a part of
the
show?
Okay. You could have let him in. Hey. Mwah. How are you? And Moose Sadiq is downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
It's like coming to my house. I just, you know, just feel like you're at my house. Because this is what would happen. Yeah, Moose Sadiq is downstairs. You can let him in. I'll let you all get, I will let you all get situated. as I was saying, Gil Scott-Heron's The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, addressing the profound cultural and spiritual transformation involving a change in people's values and attitudes and ways of living with each other. A revolution is brewing, something separate from society's everyday preoccupations. Basically saying this Pokemon Go pop culture we are in is basically distracting us from what we really ought to be doing, changing the world and taking control of our lives right now. Here we are, 46 years later, and he could have written The Revolution Will Not Be Televised yesterday, with some current references, of course. But playtime is over, people. If you didn't know it, when you left your house to spend the day out and you came back in and three cops had been killed in Baton Rouge, you knew it. And if you don't think the struggle is real, today the White House was forced to respond to an online petition asking the federal government to formally label Black Lives Matter a terror group. After receiving over 100,000 signatures, the White House was forced to respond, and each side, of course, is bracing itself. Murder is never just, and we know that. But if you knew, would you call the police for anything? And now, better yet, would they come? That's what it means to be Black in America right now, people. I abhor the behavior of what has happened, but I'm willing. Now, I should say, are we willing to bring it to our doorstep by getting involved in something that has nothing to do with us, or so we think? We'll talk about that and many other things tonight. I don't know if you were you home today, or where were you, I should say, when you heard the news today?
Yeah, I was at home when I heard the news about what happened. And, you know, I'm sad.
Yeah.
And all it makes me think about is what could happen to any of our mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers who are in law enforcement. Everyone knows that my mother is a police officer for the city of Miami. She has been for a very long time. And so I'm tasked with being the chairman of the City of Miami Commission. However, I'm a son first.
Mm-hmm.
And I would hate to see that some person who was upset with what others have done to people in our community do something to my mother.
Right.
Because they know not what her heart is. And if they knew her heart,
mm-hmm.
they wouldn't dare point a gun at her and pull the trigger.
And I think that goes for, you know, it goes without saying, it goes for a vast majority of people who take on law enforcement as a career. And then we have that other part of society that takes on law enforcement as a career because they have a God complex. And we know that that exists as well. But somehow, some way, we are going to have to figure this out. ESPN writer Roxanne Jones, last week I read this, said, "We cannot pretend to be shocked by this week's shootings if we have been paying attention to what's happening in America." She says, "We are at a crossroads. Blacks and whites mistrust one another, and the consequences are too often deadly." I could almost read that every day. Every week, for 3 weeks, I've been able to read that one quote. So there's no way for us to get into our conversation without talking about what has happened in America. The title of today's show is "We Eat What We Kill." Those of you who are entrepreneurs know of what I speak. Now, many of you have, you know, you got a good day job, and nobody's telling you to quit your day job. But how you treat your side hustle is going to be paramount to how you survive in the coming weeks, months, and years in America. Mark my words, and I said it on this day. My first guests have reinvented South Florida's most popular hustle, nightlife, into an industry all their own. They are Headliner World. Mike Gardner, Musa Deek, along with Commissioner Keon Hardman, who is a headliner, but in another way, is the first headliner in his family poised to have a career of great political measure based on the groundwork done by his family and the end game he is destined to play. Good evening to you all, and good welcome evening. Back to Hot Talk. Where's your mic, Mr. D? Oh, okay. Oh, are we doing that tonight? Here, come over here, babe.
Shit.
You need, right. Now, I feel like Mr. Deacon needs his own microphone tonight. Mike Gardner, how are you?
I'm fine.
Always a pleasure to see you.
Likewise.
Hey, baby.
Likewise.
How have you been?
I've been good.
Yeah?
Yes.
Working hard?
I'm working extremely hard.
Always working. Mr. Deacon, are you good?
We can
get your headphones over there. You just swing them over this way. So, gentlemen, I talked to Nikki. Those of you who know Nikki know she is one of the backbones of Headliner World. And I said, well, you know, my first question for all of my gentlemen tonight is, how's the view from there?
Hey.
It's good.
It's good.
Yes.
But anytime the view, when you're on the ground, I mean...
Exactly.
The view is always best, right? That's exactly why you buy the sideline seats.
Exactly.
Well, you know, as we move through the levels of life, you know, the view changes. So considering the men in this room have moved through many, many levels of life.
Yes.
And considering where you have been, where you are, and where your vision takes you, in the scope of where the world is going right now, what are your views on where we are? Because I imagine it looks the world looks different to me this year than it did last year.
Well, the revolution will not be televised.
Yes, amen.
But with the group of men right here, we're organized. So as long as we stay organized, then we can prioritize and we can lead to black excellence.
That was my other song for tonight. I didn't have time to get to it.
I mean, you know. That's what I can say.
Yes. Mike Gardner.
It's sunny.
Mm-hmm.
It's always positive. So, you know, regardless of what's going on, there's always light. So I keep it real simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard to come behind what Musa D just said. So I'm just going to say it's sunny.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Ken Hardiman.
Being in the position that I'm in, it's always a tough thing. Because,
yeah.
And I'm a target.
Yeah.
I'm a target of criticism. I'm a target of anything that goes wrong in the city of Miami. It falls on my shoulders. So, you know, for me, it's just always an ongoing struggle to ensure that I'm doing what I need to do that moves my community forward. Mm-hmm. As long as I can continue to do that, then I'm happy.
Yeah. I think that we've had, you know, I've had Sheriff Scott Israel on. Well, he's on the last Sunday of every month. And last month, we had an interesting conversation because one of the officers from the City of Miami Police was here as well. And they got a chance to have an interesting exchange, a good one. And they all talked about how being, you know, proactive and being on the ground in your community is the easiest way to remove violence from, you know, your area and where you are. And I thought about you guys in preparing for today, because all of you are very close to the ground as well. No matter how, you know, to what level your careers are taking you, I can still catch Mike backstage at the Overtown Music Festival lifting, you know, crates of water. I can still catch Keon, you know, on stage with just trying to stop that one tear from coming down because he's just so excited at how well the community has responded and how everybody is out there living and loving. And I can always catch Musa Deek doing his best to keep everything moving, all moving parts, while staying very calm and very conscious of, you know, being humble with his workers and, you know, having them respect him for being in charge. And what would you offer? I think that it's one of the gifts of you being outliers, and is attributed to your success. So what would you offer people that are not in that position right now, that are stressed out, that are afraid, frankly, to be an African-American man in America right now?
Well, I'm going to say it. For me, being young and going through the journey that I have gone through, like, I'm proud to be a black man mm-hmm. at this time, because at this time, everything that we're going through, I believe Musadiq will echo this. This is a chance for us to show our strength, our unity, and our excellence, as he would say. So I'm black. I'm proud. I'm excited to be a black man in this day and time, right now, mm-hmm. because we got something that we can stand up for and show our value. So I'm super excited. If that was to answer your question,
it did because I had a conversation yesterday and I said I'm really excited to be alive at this time mm-hmm. Because I think that this is definitely our moment. This is, you know, our grandparents had their moment in civil rights where they, you know, the average person took a stand and said, okay, no, this ain't gonna work right now. We've got to change the game. Mm-hmm. And we are at that moment now in history. This is our moment in history to say, nope, the game has got to change, and we have to be the ones to decide how the next hand is played. Musadiq?
I think we are, because we're living in a time, and for me to see a black president, something that in my lifetime I thought I would never see,
yeah.
to see my black son going to a HBCU and develop two companies, and to come back home and can work for his father and his cousin, to see another young brother come out of Liberty City and is setting the political world on fire, and he's entrenched in the community and helping those who want to help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our commissioner. And I think that this time and the things that we're doing, like I said, if we organize properly, then we too can set our place in history in Miami, you know, in Overtown, in Liberty City, in the state of Florida. If we just, you know, be still and wait for our play. You know, that's the thing is waiting on our play to be called and be ready for when that play is called.
Mm. I like that. I was on a panel discussion a few days ago, and the conversation was I've ended up leaving the conversation because I was like, this conversation's in the past tense.
Mm-hmm.
And I no longer need to talk about what I have a desire and think that there's a place for us to talk about, you know, well, it's, we can't get together because of A, B, C. I don't really. I know a lot of people who are getting together and getting it done. So there's no place in my vocabulary anymore for, well, black people don't have it together because of. And if you're calling with that tonight, save it.
Please.
Because we have cut that conversation. Listen, last year the show was about, you know, just vomiting out all the stuff that we were dealing with. Like, you know, why black people don't get along, this, that, and the other. And I think we had some really substantive and good conversations. This year is about what do we do right now. Yvonne on line one. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Yvonne? Okay, thank you for calling, Yvonne. So, gentlemen, you have created, together, one of the most exciting new festivals for South Florida. And for some reason at this time, I went back and was researching the Cool Jazz Festival the other night. Anybody remember the Cool Jazz? And I thought, wow, I am like at the beginning of that. You know, how do you, when I think of Overtown Music Festival now, I think of it in those terms and of like the, you know, like Essence and the BET experience. Like, that is the feeling that you've created with the festival. Those of you who have not been, shame on you, because we're on our third year. But what those who have not been, Keon, tell us a little bit about your role in helping headliners create the Overtown Music Festival.
It was simple for me. Before the Overtown Music and Arts Festival, there was something called the Overtown Rhythm and Arts Festival. and it was led by a number of different people that weren't necessarily from the community.
Right.
Didn't own any businesses in Overtown, didn't live in Overtown. And so I felt like we could do something a bit more authentic.
Right.
And so maybe around the second
they,
or third.
Let me say, though, they did have a, they had good intentions. But something about, but their glory days of Overtown ended at like 1940. Like they had no reference, you know, for how to celebrate Overtown of today.
It was a different festival.
Yeah, totally.
And the pictures will show you that.
Exactly,
so
that's what I'm saying.
Nothing I have to talk
right.
about. You see right. the pictures from the festival and you say, wow.
Right.
But, you know, lots of people participated in that festival to make it a reality. And, mm-hmm. and for me, what it was all about was giving the festival to people that were like-minded.
Right.
And I thought that when I sat down in the business that's in Overtown, House of Wings,
yes.
3rd Avenue, 11th Street.
Yes.
If you haven't been there, you should go.
Yes.
I had the best wings in South Florida. Just putting it out there. But when I sat down there, and I sat down with this brother, Mustiq Muhammad Shane, and I said to him, man, you all can do this. We can make something that's huge right here in Overtown.
Mm-hmm.
I want the Overtown Music and Arts Festival to become something that people want to travel to. During the summer, people travel to festivals.
Yeah.
We want them to
travel.
That's
our tradition
here.
In our community, yeah.
And so for me, it was a matter of selling it to the rest of my commissioners that these gentlemen should be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that point, it just took off.
That's a beautiful thing. Yeah. And we're going to talk more about it coming up after this break. I am Jill Tracy, and this is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
Hot Talk will be right back on Hot 105. Hot 105 wants to send you to the 2016 Allstate Tom Joyner Family Reunion, September 1st through 5th in Orlando. Be a part of this world-class experience with the TJMS family and the ultimate party with a purpose for families featuring performances from Jill Scott, Masters of Funk with the Barcades, Function, Rick, Steve Arrington, and Switch. Plus the Gospel Explosion with the performance from Erica Campbell. Lock it on 105.1 to win your free tickets. And all winners will qualify to win a 3-day, 2-night staycation for you and 3 other family members at the 4-star Gaylord Palms Resort with tickets and access to the Allstate Tom Joyner Family Reunion. For more chances to win, download our free Hot 105 app now by texting Hot 105 app to 28367. Brought to you by Reach Media and Today's R&B and Old School. Hot 105.
Seventh Agency presents the Lyric Comedy Fest, Saturday, July 23rd, starring the one and only Underground King, TK Kirkland.
Yo, what's up? It's comedian TK Kirkland, aka T to the mother. Game.
And also, legendary Doodoo Brown.
This reminds me of a song.
Also, comedian Cello and George W. Hosted by my main man, South Florida's own Larry Dog. The Lyric Comedy Fest, Saturday, July 23rd at the Historic Lyric Theater in Overtown. For more info, call 786-708-4610.
Running a business is hard. Developing a successful digital marketing strategy shouldn't be. Whether you want to drive traffic to your website, increase phone calls, generate more in-store visits, or increase sales, CMG Local Solutions can help. As your personal digital advisor, CMG Local Solutions works with you to map out your digital strategy, implement a plan, and deliver results. Visit cmglocalsolutions.com and connect with digital experts you can trust, based right here in South Florida. That's cmglocalsolutions.com.
South Florida, I'm hanging out with my man,
Attorney Big Al from 1-800-HURT-123.
A lot of things going on this summer. Do you skip town like all the other attorneys do?
Not a chance. In fact, I'm putting even more hours picking up other attorneys' slack. As always, I'm here 24/7. When anyone calls 1-800-HURT-123, I answer every time, no exceptions.
You hear that? No vacation for Attorney Big Al from 1-800-HURT-123. He works hard just for you. That's Attorney Big Al from 1-800-HURT-123. That's 1-800-HURT-123.
My precious baby is talking.
And there's a word I wanted to talk to you about, beginning with your driving.
My baby is talking in complete sentences?
You waste so much gas with your leg, foot, and your jet weapons torch. I could toss my cookies.
My little boy is backseat driving.
And he's up on the highway, too. Every 10 miles, over 60 miles per hour is like paying 40 cents more a gallon. That's like about 400 balloons for me.
You can count to 400?
401. And your tires? If you keep them properly inflated, you could save even more.
Oh, wait till I tell Daddy.
Dad? He's costing us big time, too, with all that junk in his trunk. How's he gonna pay for my college, my braces, my tattoo?
Don't cry. I'll drive smarter.
That's not the problem. I got junk in my trunk.
Get hundreds of dollars worth of money-saving gas tips and help the environment at the Alliance to Save Energy's website, drivesmarterchallenge.org.
Can that announcer do change me, please?
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I was on the way from Kandahar to Klot, hit an IED that just took the truck and threw it up in the air and slammed it on the ground. I knew at first that I got hurt pretty bad because I couldn't move my legs. I sat home alone for months, and I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. I was hesitant at first, you know, because I didn't work for a good year. I want to be a productive person. I don't want to be a drain on society. I want to be a positive thing in society. PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Helping veterans like Eric is what we've done for over 65 years. Paralyzed Veterans of America, paving access for veterans' employment through Operation PAVE. For more information, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Tom Joyner in the morning. The Tom Joyner Morning Show. And everybody knows the song. 105.1.
We don't need an age cap. Mick Jagger, he announced yesterday that his girlfriend, 29-year-old ballerina, is pregnant.
72, 73.
He'll be 73 in a few. 29. Is that under the cap? The cap is when two people in bed are under 100.
So, no, it's not under the cap.
It's not under the cap.
It's not under the cap.
No.
Age ain't a factor.
And we're back Monday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. with the best music information and what's happening in our community.
Your views matter to us. Call Hot Talk at 888-550-9105.
And we are back on Hot Talk. Never miss an episode of Hot Talk with Hot 105 app. You can download now for Android and iPhone. Coming up on Hot Talk at midnight. Need to get away? The Naples Retreat is the ticket. And you can celebrate a few good causes at the same time. Shout out to my brother Al. Not that brother Al, but I met another brother Al of the Mean Bean Pies. Thank you very much. I should have bought more because they were gone once I had a few friends over for drinks. But I want to say thank you to brother Al. I met him as a part of, I finished, my students finished their class. I taught the Urgent Inc. summer program. I did a radio 101 with high school students. I love them. I miss them already. And they presented at a business plan challenge on Wednesday and Thursday at Miami-Dade North. And one of the brothers there, Brother Al, selling the mean bean pies, everything. Everything. All right, so lots going on. We were talking about the Overtime Music Festival when we left and how it is growing into, and, you know, the plan is for it to grow into, you know, a festival the size of, with the same spirit and love as the Cool Jazz Festival, but on the size and scope of an Essence or BET Weekend. And I wanted to ask you how the changes in Overtown will support the Overtown Music Festival, because it's a great opportunity to create something in Overtown that is not created in any place else in the country right now, because you're bringing it into the heart of the city.
See, that's one thing that people don't realize, that this festival is not what people call a block party. I've heard it being called that before.
Right.
This festival is about economic development. So we started this festival before we had new development that was really happening in Overtown.
Mm-hmm.
But as the development started to occur, what people realized was that things were happening. So you end up looking at the new developments that are like Iden Living Apartments, the Lyric Plaza Apartments, the Courtside Apartments, the improvements to Gibson Theater, the Clyde Killings Pool Hall, all of these things that are supporting what's happening in Overtown. So what you're starting to see is that lots of people are moving into Overtown. we are investing millions of dollars into businesses there.
I have a friend that just bought a house. The owner was about to lose it.
Right.
They went in. They paid off all her debt. She got a little money. And now they have a property in a great location.
Overtown is functionally a downtown community,
mm-hmm.
except without the traffic.
Right.
And so what you're going to see is a renaissance in Overtown. And what I want to do is put the resources in the community before other people come into it and buy it up and use it for something different than what it is. So the Overtown Music and Arts Festival is just your opportunity to get in before all these major things
mm-hmm.
start to occur. But it has a fitting role in what Overtown is and what it will be, because it is exactly what Overtown used to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing as when people had the parades that went through Good Bread Alley, when you had the old music stars from the past in that area. I mean,
right.
that is what it is. And what I see for the Overtown Music and Arts Festival is for it to turn into a festival that encompasses a couple days, maybe even three,
mm-hmm.
where you start to see a square mile radius of people doing different types of activities in Overtown.
Right.
And where you have more interaction with the stars, not just the music, but then all of a sudden you have sit-downs with the stars where you can talk about business development and things of that nature. And so you can really get a holistic look at being in the entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm excited about the Overtown Music and Arts Festival because I know how huge it can be and what it means for a community like Overtown.
Yeah. Were you guys cognizant of that when you started building your business in Overtown?
Very
because you were, and you were in Coconut Grove initially, and then you came to Overtown. So tell me how that happened.
You know, the funny thing is, the late Arthur Till asked me to come over town, but things were so good in the Grove, I was just, you know, I was comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had the former commissioner, Michelle Spence Jones, came into House of Wings in the Grove, and she said, "Listen, I need you to come over town." And I thought about it, and I said, "Okay." And then I came over town. And people don't realize, I signed my lease in 2007. I didn't open until
wow.
I think 2012. But yeah, so I was always there, and once I got over there and knowing a little the history of Overtown, you know, I told my cousin, I told Mike, I said, "Listen, man, we're going to put our flag down, and there's some things that we want to do." And you know, as always, you know, he going to back me. And
mm-hmm.
he was like, "All right, let's go." So of course we started with House of Wings. And then, you know, we acquired some property where Harlem Square is going to be, the Jazz Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
Then I opened up another barbershop. So, I mean, we just excited about building and being first and being pioneers of what's to come, you know. So we just all about business. And if you see that one of his latest commercials, you know, it's ownership.
Right.
It's about owning what we do.
Right.
It's about controlling our destiny. So that's where we are. So when you talk about the festival, it's just another way to expand the paradigm of what people think about Overtown.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives them a moment of saying, "Wow, this is what it is." And they see young brothers and sisters coming together in an exciting fashion and saying, "Wow, you had all these people out here and not one incident."
Not one in three.
Not one incident.
Yeah.
So these are the amazing things
right.
that we see.
But see, we talked about that. Keon and I talk about that every year on stage. And I really honestly believe that because of the way that you curate the Overtown Music Festival, and from the place, the sincerest place of love and respect, that you put it together so that people come out and have a great time and have that feeling.
And I got to admit, another thing, and we try to include local acts.
Right.
Local businesses to inspire other entrepreneurs to come with a small idea
mm-hmm.
to reach 5, 6, 7, 8,000 people at a time. So these are the things that we're doing that people otherwise don't see it.
Right.
Even though sometimes people say, "Oh, you know, what are y'all doing? And I'm from here." What do you mean from here?
Right.
We all
from here. I was going to say, so when you get, as inevitably you do, because we all do, get that, "Well, you know, I need you to look out. How much is a booth? Okay, now I'm going to need you to look out for me on that." you know, and you all are masters at diplomacy when it comes to there will be no discounts here. Okay? How do you, and Musadiq, I think you're really one of the best at that. How do you delineate those who are, as Harriet Tubman said, I could have freed so many more if they'd only known they were slaves.
Mm-hmm.
You have a really good eye discerning which ones to let go and which ones to hold on to. There's actually a video of you, like, at the door. So, I think it's in L.A.
Yeah.
And it, you know what I'm talking about?
Exactly what that talking. Was like, I've seen just, it done in person.
Yeah, that was just like, that sounds a master class and how you do this. But big picture, you all do that as a business.
Yes. I mean, listen, somebody help me out.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
Right.
I think it's just, I mean, I have to feel it. It's just your approach. Like, of course, we.
And you trust that.
Without
That's,
a doubt.
Right.
And I don't
That's
question
key,
it.
Yeah.
And I don't question it because, listen, we all look for our blessings. And I, all of us are believers in God.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm just going to be stingy and hold it and ain't going to share it,
mm-hmm.
I ain't going to have no blessings. So sometimes we just gotta share with the people and give them an opportunity.
Right.
See, but Musadiq is good at knowing when someone's trying to play him.
I'm sorry.
That's what he's good at. So, but
he can and, see through you like a laser.
But he's not. But, but he doesn't do it in a way that it puts you down. I mean,
no,
it's a way really that builds you up.
Yeah.
And so, for instance, the times that I've seen it, it's been like, brother, you bigger than that.
Right.
You're bigger
exactly.
than asking me for $20.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like. I've seen you and your business generate X amount of dollars.
Right.
So why would you tarnish your name by asking for $20?
Right.
You know, so it's just the way that he goes about doing things that makes you rethink how you approach people. I mean, especially right. as a man.
Mm.
And I think that's important.
And then what would you attribute that discernment to?
Because I've been broke. You understand me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been hustling all my life.
Mm-hmm.
I know what it's like not to have. I know what it's like.
Right.
I know what it's like to have drugs in your house.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
Yeah.
I know what it's like to open the stove open to get some heat.
Right.
I know what it's like to boil some water to take a bath. I know what it's like to have some water and some cornflakes. These things I know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I just share that experience. That's right. It. And I just try to be real with it.
And that you and use your experience because you grew from that. Like the rose that grew from concrete.
That is.
Did I have a call? I'm sorry. Nini Niseed on line one. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Oh, good evening. How you all doing? Musadiq, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
It's been a minute since I've talked to you, Musadiq. I hear a nice conversation on Hot Talk. I noticed it don't be the same people that used to call anymore, like the Spanish man.
Right.
So right now I'm going to shake the foundation up, Miss Tracy. I am an artist originally from Miami and from the Overtown area,
mm-hmm.
and I've never performed in anything that was over there. I didn't even know Musadiq's own headliners, and I said, now it's amazing that the people who talk about unity, preach unity so much, be like the ones you come to ask for help, talking about hungry as a starving artist. And we don't get that same support. It be people who come from other states get the support that artists that are local do not get. And we have to, like you say, hustle to take care and pursue your dream. Bill Dukes want me to shoot a movie in 30 days. I would think it would be people from our local community that would want to come together and do that. That will give you the hardest time. What's going on with that? Especially Mr. Keon, I know you know me too. And the people who live over town do not attend a lot of the events that go on over there. And they complain about the situations. I'm not going to put it on air, but they do complain about certain things, especially people not being from here seem to capitalize on that neighborhood more than the locals who are there.
Okay, hold that thought. I'm going to let Musadiq respond.
I mean, one of the things, Ms. Nisi, I know who you are, like, when you talk about local acts, one of the local acts that we have this year is Jay Shin. I think he's a local cat. Last year, even though we don't even do rap,
Ronnie VOP,
we had the young ambassador of Overtown, YD, perform. So every year we try to mix in the homegrown with some outside talent, because believe it or not, a lot of people don't come to South Florida. They don't come across that bridge. So we said, listen, come across the bridge and mingle with the people. So it's just a mixture. And one of the phrases that I said was, we just have to wait on our play. Support it, wait on the play, and then it's your turn. That's all.
But moreover, there are lots of events that happen in Overtown that I don't see many times a lot of our local acts participate in. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, we have the Lyric Theater.
Right.
When was the last time you came to show love at the Lyric Theater? When was the last time you paid $20 to get inside and or performed at a show where your people from your community are there to see you perform? And many times people don't understand. When the stage comes out, that's when everybody wants to be there. But one thing I respect about, for instance, some of our artists in Miami is that they don't need a stage.
Mm-hmm.
Give them the sidewalk. If mm-hmm. you have people walking around the streets and they'll perform,
right.
they make it work. And so what I like to see is the community come out to support those people who are actually putting in the work like that every single day. You know, because the reason that we created the Overtown Music and Arts Festival was to bring life back into Overtown.
Right.
Because everybody thought that there was nothing but death in that community. And we wanted to show that it was different.
Right. And what is it, Niecy?
You know how many people have asked me, why haven't you did a show at the Lyric Theater? It's like trying to get to Jesus or Allah or whoever we serve in order to get to information to be able to facilitate that venue. It stayed closed a lot of the times when you're trying to reach you, Keon. Your store.
I'll make it clear that I do not run the Lyric Theater, so I am by no means in control of who performs at the Lyric Theater. In fact, I mean, there have been many times that I wanted to do a lot of things in the Lyric Theater that I didn't have the opportunity. I had to fight to get where I want to be. So,
but how long are we going to have to keep fighting?
But that's what we do. We were born to fight.
Okay.
I mean, I'm a fighter.
I was like, Niecy.
Yeah, that's...
We should finally say that we get a rest break from fighting and
hugging. No. Sorry, Niecy. Not happening. And especially not now. It's not about... So, put your traveling shoes on, girl, because it's really about to get real. But I thank you so much.
You've been on over 15 years, Miss Tracy.
Okay, well, you might need a new pair. Because it's about to get real out here. But I thank you so much for calling. And, yeah. So, to answer one of Niecy's questions, there are indeed several local artists who are performing this year, particularly in the youth zone. There's the Miami Girls Choir, there's Young Lyric, there's Chip Man, who's doing the Peanut Butter Jelly Time. Okay, I'm going to have to go over there and see. Some of my girls from Florida Memorial University, I mentor a group called Just Us Girls, and they're going to be volunteering out in the youth zone, which I'm looking forward to. Then there is an art space wall entitled Being, that's curated by Danielle Myers, who is a University of Miami Business School student. And the Knight Foundation is sponsoring a lot of that. Speaking of which, the University of Miami Business School, let's not forget that Mr. Mike Gardner spoke just recently at the UM School of Business. I was like doing the happy dance around the house. I'm like, because you know, every time something happens that I think that headliner's supposed to be involved in and it's not, I'm on the phone like, okay, I'm sorry, did they call you about this? So I am so overjoyed to see you speaking at the UM Business School. So tell us a little bit about how that came to be.
I mean, to be honest, it was a great opportunity for me as well, because
yeah.
you know, like I said, you know, in the past, it was good for me to go back to the University of Miami because I actually played ball there.
Mm-hmm.
But it was an honor for me to be there speaking to the students about business and not about sports.
Right.
So it definitely touched me in a way that I was excited about doing it. Because it was coming from me speaking at my first speaking engagement, I did a speaking engagement at FIU. And then I did something at Johnson & Wales and then UM. And, you know, since then I've been getting opportunities to speak to the students. And I love it because, you know, I don't be knowing that they have a little history of headline on Mike Gardner. It's a very humbling experience. And just to they be so attentive. Mm-hmm. They be wanting to learn. They be wanting to hear it. And it's great for me.
Because it's hard as you're making history to realize, you know, what you're doing. So when you get a chance to sit down with students, and it's like you, when that moment when you see kind of like the light go off mm-hmm. in them and something that you've said connects with them, it's like there's nothing better than that. It just really isn't.
It's amazing. It's an amazing feeling.
It's awesome.
Because you're able to reach out and touch, you know, someone and
yeah, you know. And then when you sit there as you're talking, you know, as you start like going through the things, you're like, you know what? I did do pretty good with that. You know, you never really get a chance to like sit down and like kind of, you know what? And that one was of the, pretty one groundbreaking.
One of our interns, she was a student
college.
Yeah, at UM, and she's an intern now.
And now at Headliners. I love it. So listen, we are fastly approaching Election Day 2016. Thoughts around the table?
That's a tough one.
What's the deek?
It's rough. That's all I can say. It's really, really rough. And I think that we just have to depend on ourselves. And that's the bottom line. Ownership, depend on ourselves, take control of our community, reinvest our resources in our own community, and then we, you know, again, we organize and strategize and make our move. That's it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, listen.
But you are going to vote.
Of course I'm going to vote.
And what is the highest priority on your list on who will sit in the Oval Office next?
To be honest with you, it doesn't matter to me.
Which one it is?
It doesn't matter. I'm going to succeed regardless.
Well, I'm
going to succeed
regardless.
Whether it's Trump, whether it's Hillary.
Right.
They don't mean me any good, nor my children.
Right. Neither one of them.
No.
Right.
They taking care of the new little grandbaby and the rest of his five children.
Right.
They ain't worrying about us, the little dark people in our hood.
Right. At all.
No.
Well, you know, honestly, we wouldn't even be on the agenda if it weren't. I mean, I will give Hillary credit for acknowledging that we exist. But in terms of, you know, our issues being at the forefront, our issues being on the table.
But that's our responsibility. It's our responsibility to put our issues on the table.
Which is a very good point, which is why I turned around to you, Keon Hardeman.
At the end of the day, people respond. Leaders respond
mm-hmm.
to who supports them.
Mm-hmm.
And
period.
So the bottom line is that, for instance, in this election, I don't think Donald Trump is looking to our community to help him get into the White House.
No, I don't.
But there's a woman named Senator Clinton that is.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's our responsibility to ensure that she's speaking about the issues that affect us the most.
Right.
So if we can't get her, the person whom I think in our communities we've associated with the most.
Right.
If we can't get her to speak up for issues that affect us, then we're lost.
Right.
And so we have to make ourselves relevant. And the first way that you go about doing that is by voting. There's no reason why Liberty City, Overtown, places where you're like in Little Haiti, where you're suffering from so much gun violence and all these different issues, there's no reason why those communities shouldn't be voting at 70, 80, 90% of the electorate.
Right.
But they're still at 10%. I mean,
so right, and that's why we're looking at each other. How do you engage an electorate who is at the bottom of the totem pole and has a level of apathy about it that is mind-boggling?
But see, the thing about it is that the vote is the great equalizer. So no matter if you live in the White House or Liberty Square, your vote is the same.
Right.
You can only count it once.
Right.
And so when people realize that the power is truly in the vote for your voice to be heard, that's when we are going to win. Now, you have to understand that us in our community not voting goes back a long ways. W.E.B. Du Bois said that people would rush to the ballot box to vote for a president and have no effect on the outcome of the election.
Right.
Then you had gerrymandering. Then you had the Ku Klux Klan. Then you had all types of ways that we tried to take away blacks' ability to vote. But the biggest one of them all, to me, is apathy.
Right.
So,
which,
but right so, here. So if you have apathy, in addition to all the things that we have that take away our right to vote, then the system has done its job. The people who didn't want us to vote in the first place have done their job.
Right.
So no longer do you have to use terror and fear and all these different things, the domestic terrorism that was born here in the United States, you don't have to use that any longer.
Right.
You don't have to stand next to the ballot box and say, I wish you Negroes would come here and try to vote. You don't have to do that any longer.
Right, because...
Yeah. Because they don't have the audacity, if you will, to go out there and vote. But I think that in our communities, when we see suffering, we have to equate that suffering with the lack of voting. Mm. Because police don't come unless you call them.
And right? Soon they won't be coming at all.
So if you don't make your request known through that vote, then there's no way that you're going to ever have anyone that's going to speak up for your issue.
And so, how do we, and I'm not putting y'all on the spot, however, how do we get them to be as engaged as they are in trying to get into Live on Sunday Night? Wow. Where is the, okay, and I have to take, we're going to answer that on the other side real quick, because we got to take a break. Stay tuned. I am Jill Tracy, and this is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
Your views matter to us. Call Hot Talk at 888-550-9105.
We commune in communities, building inclusively, gridlocked in unity, bringing together all for the better, politicians, activists, and celebrities, identifying cold conditions and current topics that need the light of day. Hot Talk with Jill Tracy brings the tropics on your radio. It's the heartbeat of the city, a conversation of expectations, successes, and reality for the betterment of the people. It's something to believe in. South Florida's sunshine in the evening on Hot 105.
Hot Talk will be right back on Hot 105.
As a Miami-Dade Water and Sewer customer, you pay less for water. At less than $2.60 for 1,000 gallons of water, our water rates are still among the lowest in Florida. Great water, great value. Learn more at miamidade.gov/water.
Hi, I'm Alyssa. I teach 10th grade English.
And I'm Alyssa when she was in 10th grade at Florida Virtual School full-time.
That was the year my teachers changed the way I looked at literature.
Our class discussions opened my eyes.
At Florida Virtual School full-time, the great courses and all the personal attention really made a difference.
I'm more confident, and I've learned to think for myself.
Online school taught me to work independently, and Florida Virtual School full-time has all these great extracurricular activities, so I got to explore new interests.
Plus, every time I joined a club, I made new friends.
And my teachers and my parents were so involved in my education. It was like we were all connected as a team to get me ready for life. In fact, my teachers inspired me so much, I became one myself.
I better read faster.
Florida Virtual School full-time. The tuition-free, accredited online public school for grades kindergarten through 12. To learn more or to attend an information session, visit flvsft.com. Enrollment is still open for grades kindergarten through 5. Enroll now.
For thousands of local foster children, changing schools can mean losing months of learning progress. And without necessary school supplies, catching up can be even harder.
It's hard starting over.
The day I start, I'm already behind.
I never know what I'm going to need or how I'm going to get it.
To help, Mattress Firm is collecting school supplies for local foster children.
I just want to do well in school.
I feel bad asking for paper and pen.
Bring your gift of paper, pens, binders, calculators, and backpacks to any Mattress Firm and help a foster child succeed in school. You can also donate online at mattressfirmfosterkids.org.
Now, I'm ready to go back to school.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Mattress Firm thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
Help a foster child start the school year right with a gift of backpacks and school supplies. Donate at any Mattress Firm or mattressfirmfosterkids.org.
Seventh Agency presents the Lyric Comedy Fest, Saturday, July 23rd, starring the one and only Underground King, T.K. Kirkland.
Yo, what's up, this comedian T.K. Kirkland, a.k.a. T to the motherfucker.
Okay.
And also, legendary Doodoo Brown.
This reminds me of a song.
Also, comedian Cello and George W. Hosted by my main man, South Florida's own Larry Dog. The Lyric Comedy Fest, Saturday, July 23rd at the Historic Lyric Theater in Overtown. For more info, call 786-708-4610.
Hey, this is Motown recording artist Kim, and you're listening to WHQT, Coral Gables, Miami's Hot 105, a Cox Media Group station.
I've been thinking about consolidating my debt, so I only have one monthly payment.
Fewer bills would mean less to keep up with each month.
Let's make it happen with the Wells Fargo Great Rate Event. From now through September 30th, 2016, eligible Wells Fargo customers can get rates as low as 5.99% on select new personal loans. Annual percentage rate for three-year $10,000 loan includes 0.50% special interest rate discount with automatic payment. APR is based on loan amount, term selected, assumes excellent credit history and ability to repay. Maximum APR is 19.99%. Don't miss out on the Great Rate Event. Stop by Wells Fargo. Call 1-888-333-0567 or visit wellsfargo.com/greatrate today. Subject to credit qualification, your actual APR may end up higher than the rate described. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Colon cancer is preventable if it's caught early. The Maroney Cancer Center at Cleveland Clinic Florida can help determine if you're at risk. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/colon cancer for a free 5-minute assessment. Cleveland Clinic Florida has convenient locations offering same-day appointments.
It's just a short hop across the state to a chilled-out paradise that the New York Times called one of the top 52 places to go in the world. TripAdvisor called it the home of the number one beach in America in 2016. It's St. Pete Clearwater, a collection of unique communities boldly jutting out into the Gulf of Mexico, where the water is a bit warmer, the sand's a bit whiter, and it's got Weekend Getaway written all over it. So indulge yourself in St. Pete's lively cafes and hopping craft beer scenes, or just explore our 35 miles of powder-soft white sand beaches and emerald clear Gulf waters. Get your thrills at Busch Gardens Tampa Bay or chill out at a nightly sunset celebration at Pier 60 on Clearwater Beach. Oh, and be sure to check out the Salvador Dali Museum, because that guy was amped up. Find your perfect place to stay in St. Pete Clearwater and enter to win a Gulf Beach getaway at liveamplified.com.
To join Hot Talk, call 888-550-9105. And now, back to Hot Talk.
Yes, indeed. Coming up at midnight, Hot Talk at midnight, when you are ready to simply be empowered by the sun and a great cocktail. Yes, it's a new way to protest, and it's happening in Naples July 30th. I'll tell you all about that and more coming up. When we went to the break, I was engaging my guest, the wonderful men of Headliner World, Musa Diq and Mike Gardner, and Keon Hardiman, Commissioner and headliner in his own right, on how do we engage our people to be as excited about voting again, because we were. We did show up and show out for President Obama. But how do we do that? How do we engage them to be as excited about a night at Live on Sunday as they in voting on our future? Anybody have where do we start?
That's a tough question. Mm-hmm. And during the break, I was thinking about how to answer it, and I just don't have the answer. But I will say this: the getting them excited. What's exciting about Live is just the experience and being able to actually get in. I've seen people come through that door where they were just happy to get in.
Right.
So I think when we start to get people engaged about voting and the election, I think, like you said, like we had it 8 years ago.
We did.
Obama, we was ready.
Mean,
Puff had the vote or die.
Rock the vote.
We had everything.
Right.
And I think for me personally, like, and this is just me speaking my opinion, like I think a lot of that kind of got diminished with, you know, the playing with the votes got lost, you know.
Hanging chads and the like.
So,
okay.
You know, so it's difficult, especially for the younger generation, to feel like the voter, if it will even count. So it's kind of hard to get excited about something that you feel like it's almost like you work so hard to do something and you don't get rewarded for it. So it's kind of a little difficult to.
But you've done it and you kept doing it.
Yeah, but I was in control of it. I was in control of a little bit of my destiny. And that's why you used to see me out there with those flyers.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't give it to the street team and let them, you know.
Right.
So I kind of did it on myself. But, you know, I don't want us to get discouraged from voting because, of course, that's one of the
And see, you know, but you just said a lot right there. And that's, you know, that's what we fight. It's like, how do... How